Keep boredom at bay with reliably fast Wi-Fi throughout your home from Cox Panoramic Wi-Fi. With the bars you need from bedroom to basement, there's no room for boredom. Click to learn more. Speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Restrictions apply. Keep boredom at bay with reliably fast Wi-Fi throughout your home from Cox Panoramic Wi-Fi. With the bars you need from bedroom to basement, there's no room for boredom. Click to learn more. Speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Restrictions apply.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of Striving for It All. This is the show that gets you caught up on anything and everything happening around the WNBA. Coming up on this edition of the program, we have Iman Tucker. Iman is the DJ for the WNBA's Indiana Fever. On the program, we discuss his position with the Indiana Fever, what makes Indiana such a special state when it comes to basketball, the WNBA's popularity in Indianapolis, and so much more. Iman is coming up on this edition of the program. Plus, we have your latest highlights, of course, the current league leaders and standings in the WNBA on this edition of the program. I want to start off with my top three storylines. I want to start off with the Atlanta Dream. Wow, what a season the Atlanta Dream had last year. They went below 500. There were players that got involved in some off-season drama. And then, of course, in the off-season, Atlanta traded Kennedy Carter to the Los Angeles Sparks. Courtney Williams is no longer a member of the team, so they wanted to have a fresh start. Now, they did draft Ari McDonald out of Arizona last year, as they see her as a future bright spot for the Dream. So now with Atlanta, you've got Monique Billings, who played well last year, and she's gotten off to a great start so far this year. But how about the rookie on their team, Ryan Howard, the number one overall pick in this year's WNBA draft? Ryan has gotten off to a great start so far for the Dream. And I got to tell you, as this show is airing, Atlanta is currently with a 3-1 record. So, man, the sky is the limit right now for Atlanta. But, man, Ryan Howard has played so well, and she's definitely an early candidate for WNBA Rookie of the Year. Also, you add Naz Hillman to the mix as well, Cheyenne Parker, I mean, Erica Wheeler. It's a ton of great players on that team. Nia Coffey, man, Atlanta surprising a lot of people so far in this early part of the WNBA season. But, man, Ryan Howard is a special talent. And, of course, when you put Ari McDonald in the mix, Monique Billings, Atlanta has played extremely well so far this year. And then when they get Tiffany Hayes to come back, whenever she finishes her commitments from playing overseas, Atlanta's going to be a force to be reckoned with, and we're going to find out what's going to happen as this season goes on forward with the Atlanta Dream. My next storyline is going to be the Las Vegas Aces. Again, Las Vegas, wow. What a team they are so far this year. Asia Wilson, a former WNBA MVP. Of course, De'Erica Hamby playing very well. Of course, you've got Kelsey Plum in the mix as well, along with Bebe Williams, Jackie Young, then Sydney Colson. This team has been on fire in this early part of the WNBA season. Man, Chelsea Gray. How could I forget about Chelsea Gray? This team, I mean, when they had Liz Cambage the last couple of seasons in Las Vegas, they were a good team. But, man, with Liz departing Vegas and going to the Los Angeles Sparks, this team is quicker. They still have that tall lineup, but their offense is really moved faster. Their offense has gotten so much faster, and you give a lot of credit to their first-year head coach, Becky Hammond. Becky is clicking on all cylinders so far with this Las Vegas Aces team. Again, those players that I mentioned earlier, I mean, they've gotten off to a great start so far for Vegas, and I got to tell you what, the Aces are picking up right where they left off last season, and they're definitely a force to be reckoned with in this early part of the season. And for my last storyline, it's going to be the Washington Mystics. Elena Deladon, the last several years, she's battled a back injury. Of course, in the wobble year, she didn't play because of having the pre-existing condition with the Lyme disease, but Elena is back, and so far so good. She's back to being old Elena Deladon starting to be back in top form once again in this early part of the season. We cannot forget about Maisha Hines. Allen playing well. Natasha Cloud. Natasha is one of the premier floor generals in the league. And, of course, Ariel Atkins. Now, Ariel, of course, was a member of the United States Women's Olympic basketball team that won the gold medal in Tokyo last summer. Man, this team is really good. And, of course, the rookie Shakira Austin from Ole Miss, she's putting her, making her contribution felt early on in this WNBA season. The Mystics, they're looking like they're getting back to their old championship pedigree again very early in the year. Elena Deladon seems to be getting back in the groove of things. So the Mystics, again, playing very well so far. Mike Thibault getting his starting to get his act together again with this very talented Washington team. It's been a while since we've seen Deladon and the crew and the Mystics really do some big things, but hopefully they can get back to their championship winning ways, and hopefully they can try to bring a title back to D.C. like they did a few seasons ago. All right, when we come back from the break, we'll give you all of the highlights from this week's past games and, of course, the current league leaders and standings in the WNBA. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to Striving for It All.
Keep boredom at bay with reliably fast Wi-Fi throughout your home from Cox Panoramic Wi-Fi. With the bars you need from bedroom to basement, there's no room for boredom. Click to learn more. Speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Restrictions apply. Keep boredom at bay with reliably fast Wi-Fi throughout your home from Cox Panoramic Wi-Fi. With the bars you need from bedroom to basement, there's no room for boredom. Click to learn more. Speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Restrictions apply. Keep boredom at bay with reliably fast Wi-Fi throughout your home from Cox Panoramic Wi-Fi. With the bars you need from bedroom to basement, there's no room for boredom. Click to learn more. Speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Restrictions apply.
They said it could be some kind of food allergy.
My muscles ached. I was tired all the time.
It happened like that, a full-blown asthma attack. It was scary.
The unsettling thing about some symptoms is
a fever, headaches. I have these red, itchy welts.
You don't always know what's causing them.
It was Lyme disease from a tick bite.
I had West Nile virus from a mosquito.
A reaction triggered by cockroach allergens.
Bed bugs.
Threats to your health can come from the most unexpected places. Mosquitoes can transmit West Nile virus and also Zika virus. Ticks can carry Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever, and allergens from cockroaches can trigger asthma attacks, leading to respiratory distress. Don't wait until you or someone you love is suffering with unexplained symptoms. Get the facts you need to protect your family. Visit pestworld.org.
Keep boredom at bay with reliably fast Wi-Fi throughout your home from Cox Panoramic Wi-Fi. With the bars you need from bedroom to basement, there's no room for boredom. Click to learn more. Speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Restrictions apply.
Hey, folks, it's Michael Berry. And if you're looking for a new Chevy truck, the first place you want to go is Classic Chevy Sugarland and the new Classic Chevy Highway 6 at Beechnut. 281-491-9000. That's Classic Chevy Sugarland and the new Classic Chevy Highway 6 at Beechnut. Go see Jeff Sebastian, Tiffany Sebastian, and their whole team. 281-491-9000. If you are serious about selling your vehicle, I don't mean a looky-loo. If you are serious about selling your vehicle and you want top cash and you want one call or one website where you're going to get top cash because you don't want to have to look around and compare, go to the best first. Call 87 Car Bingo. Or just go to carbingo.com. You'll get a real offer in 2 minutes that you'll want to accept. They'll even come pick it up from you. 87 Car Bingo. Carbingo.com. If you are serious about selling your vehicle, I don't mean a looky-loo. If you are serious about selling your vehicle and you want top cash and you want one call or one website where you're going to get top cash because you don't want to have to look around and compare, go to the best first. Call 87 Car Bingo or just go to carbingo.com. You'll get a real offer in 2 minutes that you'll want to accept. They'll even come pick it up from you. 87 Car Bingo. CarBingo.com.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. Now it's time for the current for the highlights from this past week's games in the WNBA. Let's start off with the games on Tuesday, May the 10th, as the Minnesota Lynx squared off against the Indiana Fever. The Fever would beat the Lynx, final score 82-76. For the Indiana Fever, Kelsey Mitchell, she was on point and then some in this contest. Kelsey would finish with 26 points, and I got to tell you, the Fever have been on a roll as of late. The Fever definitely handling their business. Of course, Kelsey being one of the premier players, not just in the WNBA, but also on the Indiana Fever. Here's some highlights from what she did in the game against the Lynx.
Lynn Dunn, a very happy birthday.
33, I think.
I think you're right. Mitchell trying to create some space. Yeah, hits a deep two to open us up in the second quarter. A dramatically different start here to the second.
Those personalities, and you'll be rolling on the floor, particularly we all know what Lynn's like.
Mitchell steps into a three. Oh, she got the message in between the corners.
Yep.
Mitchell, you
got
to let it fly. And Kelsey with 5 points here in the first minute of the second quarter. At this point, we might need to note the players that are not on a hardship exception for the Lynx. They've got a ton of them. Mitchell on the drive. Mitchell, handoff, Egbo. Maybe your best play of the night. This is no looker.
There'll have to be an adjustment made if they still go to that throughout the game.
Mitchell has the switch on to Milic. And Mitchell, when it's going good, it's good.
All right, that audio was courtesy of the WNBA and Facebook. Again, Kelsey Mitchell for the Indiana Fever. She scored 26 points as the Fever would go on to beat the Minnesota Lynx 82-76. Also in the other game on Tuesday, from Tuesday, May the 10th, the Las Vegas Aces went up against the Washington Mystics. The Mystics would go on to beat the Aces, final score 89-76. And in that contest for the Mystics, Elena Deladon finished with 19 points. Maisha Hines-Allen finished with 15 points, and then Ariel Atkins finished with 13 points. Again, the final score, the Mystics 89, the Aces 76. Let's move along now to action from Wednesday, May the 11th. And it was a fantastic game between the Los Angeles Sparks and the Atlanta Dream. The Dream would go on to beat the Sparks, final score 77-75. For the Dream, Ryan Howard. I mentioned her name earlier in the beginning of the show. And Ryan, man, definitely a candidate for this year's WNBA Rookie of the Year. Somebody definitely doing her thing, doing her part, making things happen. And I got to tell you, with what the Dream has done this year, the Dream has come in, they've done a lot of great stuff. They've come in, handled their business, and you know, no one expected this. Again, they had a lot of bumps in the road last year, a lot of off-the-court issues, a lot of things happening, but they definitely got trying to get their house in order and definitely doing what needs to be done to get the job done. Again, the final score in that contest was the Dream 77 and the Sparks 75. Again, Ryan Howard, what can you say about her, man? Handling her business in more ways than one, doing her part, making sure everything was straight. And then, again, that took care of that. So Ryan, again, finished with 21 points in that contest. Dream win 77-75. Also in other action, we had the Chicago Sky beating the New York Liberty 83-50. For the Sky, we had Dana Evans scored 15 points. Also Rebecca Gardner finished with 14 points. Again, the Sky would go on to beat the Liberty, final score 83-50. And then we had the Phoenix Mercury go on to beat the Seattle Storm, final score 97-77. Let's move along now to action on Friday, May the 13th. We had the Dallas Wings going up against the Washington Mystics. The Wings would win 94-86. Arike Ogunbowale, wow. What a talented player she is, one of the premier floor generals, one of the premier point guards in the WNBA. Arike handled her business in this contest as the Wings beat the Mystics. Here's some highlights from that contest.
Man-to-man defense by Washington, and they're not going to be looking to switch much.
Thornton in the corner as she gets things going for Dallas. Walker Kimbrough. comes back to Delad on that pass. Too much in front of her. Here's Agumbawale on the move as she gets the lane.
With that second line of defense coming over as well to contest her.
Agumbawale, tough bucket, even with the help of Deladon.
Right? It's Odyssey a business, Sim. But yeah. It's really tough, and you got to make those choices. Not easy.
Agumbawale, and she gets that three to fall. As Austin got a piece of it, and Machida. Here's Gray, kicks it. Agumbawale. That's back-to-back threes for Arike. Works off Deladon, lost the handle. McCowan up the floor, Agumbawale. Deladon closes, then Agumbawale, that's three for three now. Agumbawale. Cut off by Hines Allen, the pullback three for Arike.
Three for four now for Elena Deladon from three. She has 15 points, Megan, and she looks so good.
Agumbawale again.
Some production.
All right, that audio was courtesy of Amazon Prime and the WNBA. Again, Arike Agumbawale finishing with 27 points as the Dallas Wings beat the Washington Mystics 94-86. And Isabel Harrison had a double-double with 15 points and 10 rebounds. Alicia Gray. Alicia, of course, won a gold medal as a member of the women's 3x3 Olympic team alongside with being a member of that team alongside Kelsey Plum, also Jackie Young and Stephanie Dolson. Alicia finished with 21 points. Again, the final score, the Dallas Wings, 94, the Washington Mystics, 86. Also, another action we had, the Las Vegas Aces would go on to beat the Atlanta Dream, 96-73. Kelsey Plum had a double-double with 14 points and 11 assists. Chelsea Gray finished with 14 points, and Bebe Williams finished with 14 points. De'Erica Hamby, the two-time WNBA Sixth Woman of the Year, finished with the double-double, 11 points, 13 rebounds. Jackie Young finished with 13 points, and then Asia Wilson, WNBA MVP, finished with 15 points. Again, the final score, Las Vegas 96, Atlanta 73. And then also on Friday, May the 13th, we had an overtime thriller at Barclays. That's right, the Barclays Center in Brooklyn between the Indiana Fever and the New York Liberty. The Fever would win 92-86. Kelsey Mitchell. Kelsey did her thing once again, putting up big numbers, scoring 24 points. Kelsey did her thing earlier in the week, getting the Fever a win. Well, guess what? She struck gold once again, handling her business as they got a big victory over the New York Liberty. And not just Kelsey, but also Nelissa Smith, the rookie out of Baylor. Again, 12 points, 17 rebounds, getting a double-double in this game. Here's some highlights from the Fever beating the Liberty and Kelsey and Nelissa doing their thing.
I expect to see Howard and Dolson getting a lot of touches.
Oh, Kelsey Mitchell. She's a flamethrower. You got to find her. She's coming off a 26-point performance Tuesday. Has played really well in the first two games for the Liberty.
Yeah, she hasn't skipped a beat. She's always been such an offensive-minded player.
Kelsey Mitchell for two. There's a lot of Baylor blood in this ball game. Dee Dee Richards, of course. That shot long from Hull, but an offensive board on cue. A Baylor Lady Bear getting that one to go down. Shot from Laney won't go. Rebound to Smith. And this is Smith with five boards in the early going. The step throw, oh, the floater.
Especially getting back from an injury.
Melissa Smith, the rookie, the lay-in goes down. Struggling with her shot. Laney 3 for 10 tonight. Kelsey Mitchell, mid-range, goes down. 46-44. Mitchell trying to answer and does. Mitchell trying to make a move on Wickham. Tough shot in traffic, bounces and goes down.
All right, that audio was courtesy again of the WNBA and Twitter. And again, the final score was the Indiana Fever beating the New York Liberty in overtime, 92-86. Again, Kelsey Mitchell finished with 24 points. Nelissa Smith had a double-double with 12 points, 17 rebounds. Victoria Vivians finished with 20 points. Danielle Robinson finished with 17 points. On the losing side for the New York Liberty, Sabrina Ionescu finished with 31 points. Bettnija Laney had 16 points. And then we had Stephanie Dolson finishing with 12 points. So, again, the final score was, in overtime, the Indiana Fever beating the New York Liberty 92-86. Again, I was looking for that audio, but now we've got it now. Again, that was a game that had taken place on Wednesday, May the 11th, between the Atlanta Dream going up against the Los Angeles Sparks. And I mentioned about Ryan Howard, who is an early candidate for the WNBA Rookie of the Year for this season. She scored 21 points in this contest. Again, I got to tell you, what a fantastic talent she is in such a short amount of time in the WNBA. Again, here's highlights from that contest.
Her time as a player in this league is what she believes in and what she hangs her hat on. Wallace dishes it off to Ryan Howard, gets the bucket to go from the baseline. Sykes pulls up.
That one's well short.
Full court. Chrissy Wallace makes him pay with the two. Not surprised that Wallace is the first player back down the court.
Brittany Sykes. Brittany Sykes right away dials it up. Nothing there. And Ryan Howard pushing the pace. We've seen a lot of that from Atlanta. Dials it up right away. And another nice mid-range pull-up.
You mean Raquana the microwave?
Oh, yeah, actually. Yeah. We called her Bebe when she was at Miami. She just lit it up. But Ryan Howard said, okay, it's time to get heated up.
Canada's been aggressive about finding her offense.
Howard in the sold-out arena, showing everybody why she's that number one overall draft pick for Atlanta. Now it's become a three-point contest. Ryan can't get that one to go.
About to go crazy if that went down, period.
Kennedy Carter going right at Ryan Howard, rejected. She had four blocks in the first game.
It's been a rough evening so far for Kennedy Carter, tried to use her body. They didn't have enough players that could take their defender off the dribble and get it to the paint. They've got Carter now. They've got Jordan Canada that can do it at will.
And Atlanta has Ryan Howard.
Ryan Howard fits Atlanta so well. Ball movement. And you know what? At 5'9", Brittany Sykes is a great defender.
Different players being able to step up. Megan Walker off the bench with 11.
And that's 21 bench points for Atlanta.
All right, again, that audio is courtesy of the WNBA as well as Bally Sports South and Spectrum Sports Net. Ryan Howard, again, finishing with 21 points. And that was the game from Wednesday, May the 11th, as the Atlanta Dream beat the Los Angeles Sparks 77-75. All right, we're back on track now. So now here's some more highlights that we have, again, from Saturday, May the 14th. What a thriller it was between the Phoenix Mercury going up against the Seattle Storm. Diana Taurasi versus Sue Bird. We better enjoy it while we have it, because they won't be playing against each other too much long. And this was what a thriller it was. The Mercury would go on to beat the Storm. Final score, 69-64. Diana Taurasi, a.k.a. the White Mamba, of course, had a great relationship with the late, great Kobe Bryant, and she shows she still got it. Again, was a member of that United States women's Olympic basketball team that won the gold medal in Tokyo. Again, Diana scored 24 points in that win over the Storm. Here's highlights from that contest.
Yeah, that's one that Magda Gore has to finish, because she was open on the roll after the on-ball screen.
Taurasi, the all-time leader in three-pointers made, connects on her first.
A lot of missed shots, but that's the first offensive board for Seattle, and that's one of the things Vanessa Nygaard said she wanted from her Phoenix team, was to keep Seattle off the offensive glass.
Taurasi, oh yeah.
To face up or get inside and mix up. She's been very good.
Taurasi looking to take it in on Talbot. It cruises in for two. Quinn was lauding that ability of Gabby to us earlier today. Taurasi again from three and a big smile. Third three of the half for Taurasi. Now she is a necessity.
Similar to last year when she was in Washington. And
Taurasi, a bomb from three. Diana Taurasi from 30. Bodying up. Lavender to the touch. Couldn't get it to roll home. Here is Taurasi. Taurasi pushes off Bird and finishes. Here's Taurasi in the corner. She got it. Diana Taurasi.
That's right. That audio courtesy of the WNBA and ABC. Ryan Rucco and Rebecca Lobo on the call. Again, the Phoenix Mercury beating the Seattle Storm 69-64. Again, for the Mercury, Diana Taurasi finished with 24 points. Skylar Diggins-Smith had 14 points, and Diamond DeShields finished with 11 points. On the losing end for the Seattle Storm, Jewel Lloyd finished with 26 points. Now, Breonna Stewart did not play in this game as a result of testing positive for COVID, so she was in health and safety protocol. So, again, the final score, Phoenix 69, Seattle 64. In other action, the Connecticut Sun beat the Los Angeles Sparks 77-60. For the Sun, Alyssa Thomas had a double-double with 23 points and 11 rebounds. Also, Jonquel Jones had a double-double, the reigning WNBA MVP, finishing with 16 points and 12 rebounds. Dejanay Carrington finished with 13 points, and Brianna Jones finished with 10 points. Once again, the final score, the Connecticut Sun 77, the Los Angeles Sparks 60. And we move along now to the last game that was on the bill on Saturday, May the 14th, was between the Chicago Sky going up against the Minnesota Lynx. The Sky would beat the Lynx 82-78. Courtney Vandersloot, man, I mean, you talk about a floor general leading the league leading the WNBA the last couple of seasons in assists. She had a double-double in this game with 16 points and 11 assists. Courtney, I mean, she is the floor general amongst the floor generals. We talk about Chris Paul and his floor general leadership. Well, you got to also put Courtney Vandersloot in that same category, especially when it comes to playing in the WNBA. She's been doing this for a long time and definitely no signs of slowing down. Here's some of her highlights.
Well, she plays this game, the hustle. She knows how to take good shots, and you see her in the starting lineup tonight. Vandersloot gives it up to Miesemann, and Emma Miesemann hits for three. This guy already has 5 second chance points to Minnesota 0. Miesemann making a big difference in this game early. A 3-point try by the center. Vandersloot all the way into the lane, got around one defender, nobody else picked her up. Minnesota hit 3 of 3, then went 3 of 10. So neither team ended up shooting well in the first quarter. Both teams started well, and Azrae Stevens starts the second quarter. Not a bad attack by Milic, but it didn't look like Sill was wide open. She had her player pinned in the paint. Stevens kicks it out. Vandersloot now into the corner, and Gardner hits a 3-pointer. She has the ability to score the ball, but so does Azra Stevens, and she is such a finesse player. Vandersloot picks up the dribble and hits it. One of the things that she does, she just...
All right, that audio again was courtesy of the WNBA and NBA TV. So Courtney Vandersloot had a season high with 11 assists to go with 16 points. And also someone that you heard earlier in the highlight was Emma Miesemann. Emma definitely brings, again, a lot of that offense and a lot of the rebounding to the Sky as well, and definitely was a big contributor to the Sky winning the championship last year. She had 17 points in this contest. Here's some of Emma's highlights.
Well, she plays this game, the hustle. She knows how to take good shots, and you see her in the starting lineup tonight. Vandersloot gives it up to Miesemann, and Emma Miesemann hits for three. And that's not an easy thing to do in this league. Quickly, top of the key, Miesemann. She just hit one from there. It's back-to-back threes for Emma Miesemann. Been a coach of the year there, won a championship. Gave a lot of the credit to learning under Coach Cheryl Reeves, and really said that's where he learned all his stuff. Getting rebounds, setting good screens, and hitting shots. Miesemann looked at the three, then decides to drive and finishes with the left hand. She is so good. Picks up the dribble, has to go to Powers. Powers finds Fowles. Fowles draws extra defenders and then passes it right to Miesemann. Dribbles into the lane. It's off the rim. Powers, though, tracks down the offensive rebound. Gets the pass inside to Shepherd. It's blocked. So hard right now. That's just... Oh, and the pass just went right past Sylvia Fowles. Emma Miesemann is there to intercept. Takes it.
All right, that audio again courtesy of the WNBA and NBA TV. So Emma Mieseman winds up scoring 17 points as the Chicago Sky beat the Minnesota Lynx 82-78. And let's move along now to action from Sunday, May the 15th. We had a game between the Dallas Wings going up against the New York Liberty. Dallas would win 81-71. For the Wings, Arike Ogunbowale scored 21 points in this contest. Again, I mentioned about Courtney Vandersloot being one of the premier point guards in the league. You also have to put Arike Ogunbowale in the mix as well. Again, she scored 21 points in the victory over the New York Liberty from May the 15th. Here's how some of Arike's highlights.
Confidence booster there to knock one in early.
Harrison cashing the mid-range J. Morale, the step through, no. Offensive board to Thornton. Something that the Liberty want to clean up this ball game. And case in point, Ogunbowale hitting the three. Quick passing from the wings. Thornton inside gets the lay in the fall. That's a 9-0 run for the wings.
That's a good thing. If you're able to sell it, sell it.
Here's Thornton now for three. Wow. Draws the offensive foul. Knocks down a three on the other end. 4-point lead now.
Another good hustle play from Thornton.
Harrison on Onyewede, and she gets it to go down. It's now 37-31 Dallas.
It's automatic.
Ogunbowale. Nice little move on Natasha Howard, and that's just what we were talking about. Ogunbowale. Jumper over shoe. No. Offensive board to Thornton. Ogunbowale for three. Hands it.
All right, again, that audio courtesy of the WNBA and NBA TV. So Arike Ogunbowale finished with 21 points for the Dallas Wings. Also, Isabel Harrison at 18 points. Marina Mabry finished with 14 points. And Alicia Gray had 11 points. On the losing side for the Liberty, Sabrina Ionescu finished with 17 points. Natasha Howard had 14 points. And Bettnija Laney had 13 points. The final score, again, the Dallas Wings 81, the New York Liberty 71. And then also the last game from Sunday, May the 15th, was the Atlanta Dream going up against the Indiana Fever. Atlanta would go on and beat Indiana 85-79. Ryan Howard scored 33 points. And I tell you what, she was a woman on a mission in this contest as the Dream would go on to beat the Indiana Fever. Ryan Howard already so early in the year and already making her presence felt. Here's Ryan and her highlights.
This is defended well. Kick out Vivian's corner three. Story of Vivian to knock down 3 3-pointers, and Atlanta's Ryan Howard gets in behind the defense.
Just going back to that last play there, D-Rob, after having knocked down a couple of threes in the game against New York, I was hoping she would knock that three down then. As we see, Ryan Howard is not going to hesitate on her. I'm sure that number will increase as the season goes on. She'll do extra work, just knowing the work ethic by Smith, as we see Howard with that nice soft touch off the back of the rim.
There's McDonald. Howard working off the number two pick. This is one versus two, and Howard wins the battle.
Middle penetration to draw the defense, getting a teammate a wide open look.
Swing it to Howard, an open three, and she drills it from the corner. A lot of depth off their bench. They're trying to put it to use. Right now it's been only Ryan Howard, but who needs anybody else? The way that she's going, 17 in the first. Howard with Smith on her this time. We've seen a little bit of this, number one versus number two. Shot clock down to five. Howard calling for a screen. Is it going to come in time? Howard will just have to pull up. Oh, and Howard, a cold-blooded three. Mitchell whips it back to Smith. Smith will drive it. Bounce it for Egbo. Howard stood in there and came up with a steal. Here's Howard looking to run. Lobs it up. And Wheeler able to finish on the other end. Aren't we? It feels like it's been
out,
a minute.
I think, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
It is out.
Yes.
Give it go. Parker with the left-handed finish. Oh, Parker. That strong touch around the rim.
Well, Kelsey Mitchell had given Erin McDonald some space because of her speed, but we see the turnover now as Ryan Howard with the tough finish.
Here is the matchup we've been waiting for. Howard got by Smith. Howard flips it up and give Ryan Howard 29.
All right, again, that audio courtesy of the WNBA and Amazon Prime. Again, the Atlanta Dream beat the Indiana Fever 85-79. Ryan Howard scored 33 points. Man, what a performance she had in this contest. Meanwhile, on the losing end for the Indiana Fever, Kelsey Mitchell scored 27 points, and Nalissa Smith finished with 18 points. Again, the Atlanta Dream beating the Indiana Fever 85-79. And those were the highlights from this past week in the WNBA. Now it's time for the current league leaders in the WNBA. Let's start off with points per game. The leading scorer in the WNBA is Alyssa Thomas from the Connecticut Sun. She's averaging 24 points per game. Coming in at number two is Jewel Lloyd from the Seattle Storm, averaging 22 points per game. At number three, Kelsey Mitchell from the Indiana Fever, averaging 20.8 points per game. Coming in at number four is Elena Deladon from the Washington Mystics. And at number five, Skylar Diggins-Smith from the Phoenix Mercury. Next category is rebounds. At number one, De'Erica Hamby from the Las Vegas Aces. She's averaging 11.8 rebounds per game. Tied for second, her teammate, Asia Wilson from the Las Vegas Aces, and Nalissa Smith from the Indiana Fever. Coming in fourth, Jonquel Jones from the Connecticut Sun, the reigning WNBA MVP. And at number five, Sylvia Fowles from the Minnesota Lynx. Next category is assists. At number one, Courtney Vandersloot from the Chicago Sky. Number two, Kelsey Plum from the Las Vegas Aces. At number three, the great one, Sue Bird from the Seattle Storm. At number four, Taisha Harris from the Dallas Wings. And at number five, Jessica Shepherd from the Minnesota Lynx. Next category is blocks per game. Coming in at number one is Asia Wilson from the Las Vegas Aces. At number two is Ezzy McBagor from the Seattle Storm. At number three, we have Cheyenne Parker from the Atlanta Dream. And tied for fourth, Liz Cambage from the Los Angeles Sparks and Alicia Gray from the Dallas Wings. Next category that we have is three-pointers made. At number one, Bebe Williams from the Las Vegas Aces. At number two, Ryan Howard from the Atlanta Dream. At number three, Arike Ogunbowale from the Dallas Wings. And tied for fourth, Diana Taurasi from the Phoenix Mercury and Jewel Lloyd from the Seattle Storm. Next category that we have is three-point percentage. Coming in at number one is Moriah Jefferson. Coming in at number two is Epiphany Prince from the Seattle Storm. Number three is Katie Benson from the Washington Mystics. And then we currently have a tie for fourth. We have Anel Malley, followed by Nina Millich and Aisha Shepherd, representing the Las Vegas Aces. Next category that we have is steals. Coming in at number one, Brittany Sykes from the Los Angeles Sparks. At number two is Emma Mieseman from the Chicago Sky. Also tied for second is Brianna Jones from the Connecticut Sun. At number four, Nneka Ogwumike from the Los Angeles Sparks. And in fifth is Alyssa Thomas from the Connecticut Sun. Next category that we have is free throw percentage. We currently have a tie for first place in free throw percentage, all shooting at 100%. We have Shatori Walker-Kimbrough, followed by Angel McCutry, also Jordan Canada, Sue Bird, Monique Billings, Natasha Cloud, Sophie Cunningham, also Brianna Stewart, Shea Petty, Breanne January, and Emma Mieseman. And that's basically it right there. Those are all the current league leaders. Oh, and also, we also have one last category. I forgot to mention minutes per game. Currently tied for first place in minutes per game, we have Alyssa Thomas from the Connecticut Sun, and then we have Bettnija Laney from the New York Liberty. Currently coming in at number three, Kelsey Mitchell from the Indiana Fever, followed by Skylar Diggins-Smith is in fourth from the Phoenix Mercury, and in fifth is Brianna Jones from the Connecticut Sun. So those are your current league leaders in the WNBA. Now let's move along now to the standings. Starting off in the Eastern Conference, at tied for first, we have the Washington Mystics and the Atlanta Dream. Both have a record of 3-1. Next up in third, the Chicago Sky. They have a record of 2-1. The Connecticut Sun is fourth with a record of 1-1. The Indiana Fever are next with a record of 2-3. And then you have the New York Liberty is last with a record of 1-3. Next, and then we move along now to the Western Conference. Currently at number one are the Las Vegas Aces with a record of 3-1. The Dallas Wings are next with a record of 2-1, followed by the Phoenix Mercury. They also have a record of 2-1, followed by the Los Angeles Sparks. They have a record of 2-2. The Seattle Storm has a record of 1-3, and the Minnesota Lynx are last currently with a record of 0-4. They remain the only winless team in the WNBA, so that takes care of your current league leaders and standings in the WNBA. All right, when we come back from the break, I have an interview with Iman Tucker. Iman is the DJ for the WNBA's Indiana Fever. We discuss his position with the Indiana Fever, including what makes Indiana such a special state when it comes to basketball, the WNBA's popularity in Indianapolis, and so much more. Iman is coming up after the break. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to Striving for It All.
If you are serious about selling your vehicle, I don't mean a looky-loo. If you are serious about selling your vehicle and you want top cash and you want one call or one website where you're going to get top cash because you don't want to have to look around and compare, go to the best first. Call 87 Car Bingo or just go to carbingo.com. You'll get a real offer in 2 minutes that you'll want to accept. They'll even come pick it up from you. 87 Car Bingo, carbingo.com. Hey, folks, it's Michael Berry. And if you're looking for a new Chevy truck, the first place you want to go is Classic Chevy Sugarland and the new Classic Chevy Highway 6 at Beechnut. 281-491-9000. That's Classic Chevy Sugarland and the new Classic Chevy Highway 6 at Beechnut. Go see Jeff Sebastian, Tiffany Sebastian, and their whole team. 281-491-9000. If you are serious about selling your vehicle, I don't mean a looky-loo. If you are serious about selling your vehicle and you want top cash and you want one call or one website where you're going to get top cash because you don't want to have to look around and compare, go to the best first. Call 87 Car Bingo or just go to carbingo.com. You'll get a real offer in 2 minutes that you'll want to accept. They'll even come pick it up from you. 87 Car Bingo, carbingo.com. Hey, folks, it's Michael Berry. And if you're looking for a new Chevy truck, the first place you want to go is Classic Chevy Sugarland and the new Classic Chevy Highway 6 at Beechnut. 281-491-9000. That's Classic Chevy Sugarland and the new Classic Chevy Highway 6 at Beechnut. Go see Jeff Sebastian, Tiffany Sebastian, and their whole team. 281-491-9000. If you are serious about selling your vehicle, I don't mean a looky-loo. If you are serious about selling your vehicle and you want top cash and you want one call or one website where you're going to get top cash because you don't want to have to look around and compare, go to the best first. Call 87 Car Bingo. Or just go to carbingo.com. You'll get a real offer in 2 minutes that you'll want to accept. They'll even come pick it up from you. 87 Car Bingo, carbingo.com. Hey, folks, it's Michael Berry. And if you're looking for a new Chevy truck, the first place you want to go is Classic Chevy Sugarland and the new Classic Chevy Highway 6 at Beechnut. 281-491-9000. That's Classic Chevy Sugarland and the new Classic Chevy Highway 6 at Beechnut. Go see Jeff Sebastian, Tiffany Sebastian, and their whole team. 281-491-9000.
You ready to meet the one? Don't let business meetings and busy schedules stop you. Let It's Just Lunch in Houston be your dating concierge. From match selection to restaurant reservations, the professional matchmakers at It's Just Lunch use intuition, expertise, and a private six-step process to guarantee that you'll go on dates. Visit itsjustlunchhouston.com or call 713-572-0900 to get started. Your last first date could be one match away.
This podcast is brought to you by Paper, tutors for all. When students struggle at school, finding a tutor can make a real difference. But tutors are expensive and most families can't afford one. What if that changed? What if tutoring was affordable? What if it was free? What if it was available 24/7 in multiple languages? Now it is. With Paper, schools can offer every single student free 24/7 access to tutoring. Visit paper.co to find out if your child has access to Paper today.
When your manhood bends in a different direction, visit PDURO.com to find a urologist, because a bend in your erection might be Peyronie's disease, or PD. It's a condition that involves a buildup of scar tissue, also called plaque, but it's treatable. Xiaflex, collagenase clostridium histolyticum, is the only non-surgical FDA-approved injection for Peyronie's disease. Xiaflex is a prescription for adult men who have a plaque that can be felt and a curve in their penis greater than 30 degrees at the start of treatment. Along with daily penile stretching and straightening exercises, Xiaflex has been proven to help gradually reduce the bend. Results will vary. Don't receive if the treatment area involves your urethra, the tooth that urine passes through, you're allergic to any collagenase, or the ingredients in Xiaflex. May cause serious side effects, including penile fracture or other serious injury during an erection, severe allergic reactions, including anaphylaxis, and localized skin and soft tissue death, called necrosis, due to hematoma, which could require surgery. You may feel sudden back pain reactions after treatment. Seek help right away if you have any signs of injury. Do not have sex or any sexual activity during and for at least 4 weeks after each treatment cycle, which includes 2 injections, 1 to 3 days apart. Tell your doctor about all your medical conditions. If you have a bleeding condition, or take blood thinners, as risk of bleeding or bruising at the treatment site is increased. Ask your doctor about all possible side effects and for product information. Talk to a urologist about Xiaflex. Find a Xiaflex-trained urologist at PDURO.com or call 877-942-3539. When your manhood bends in a different direction, visit PDURO.com to find a urologist, because a bend in your erection might be Peyronie's disease, or PD. It's a condition that involves a buildup of scar tissue, also called plaque, but it's treatable. Xiaflex, collagenase clostridium histolyticum, is the only non-surgical FDA-approved injection for Peyronie's disease. Xiaflex is a prescription for adult men who have a plaque that can be felt and a curve in their penis greater than 30 degrees at the start of treatment. Along with daily penile stretching and straightening exercises, Xiaflex has been proven to help gradually reduce the bend. Results will vary. Don't receive if the treatment area involves your urethra, the tooth that urine passes through, you're allergic to any collagenase, or the ingredients in Xiaflex. May cause serious side effects, including penile fracture or other serious injury during an erection, severe allergic reactions, including anaphylaxis, and localized skin and soft tissue death, called necrosis, due to hematoma, which could require surgery. You may feel sudden back pain reactions after treatment. Seek help right away if you have any signs of injury. Do not have sex or any sexual activity during and for at least 4 weeks after each treatment cycle, which includes 2 injections, 1 to 3 days apart. Tell your doctor about all your medical conditions. If you have a bleeding condition, or take blood thinners, as risk of bleeding or bruising at the treatment site is increased, ask your doctor about all possible side effects and for product information. Talk to a urologist about Xiaflex. Find a Xiaflex-trained urologist at PDURO.com or call 877-942-3539.
Hi, this is Amanda DeCadene from VF Voices. Victoria's Secret and I are committed to sharing the stories of trailblazing individuals, giving them a platform and amplifying their voices. Listen to my conversations with Hailey Bieber, Naomi Osaka, Bella Hadid, Megan Rapinoe, Stella McCartney, and Priyanka Chopra Jonas.
Number one, staying off social media. Honestly, it sounds very cliche, but to not have the energy of everyone else and their projections being projected back onto you is one of the most powerful things of all time. Two, therapy. I grew up in a very Arab and European family that therapy was not a thing, and I was the first one in my family to go to therapy. So that was a big step forward that progressed kind of my whole family's chance of healing, because then everyone followed, which was really enlightening for me to see how that domino effect affected our family, which was really amazing.
Season 2 of VS Voices is coming soon to iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you choose to listen. Season 1 is available now, and I hope you'll follow me on social media at Amanda DeCadene to talk about the episodes.
Driveway wants to know, what's your happy place? A hammock on the beach? A super chill zen garden? Snuggling with your cat on the couch? Wherever your happy place is, think about buying a car from there. Welcome to Driveway.com, where you can feel completely in control of your car buying experience. At Driveway, we believe in upfront pricing and online convenience. Buy your next car from your happy place at Driveway.com.
Now, we got to build some momentum here. As the game goes, we keep getting better. A little bit better. A little bit better, right? And we're playing some really good basketball. Let's go! Let's go!
Nietzsche. All around the world, y'all know this is.
Raindrop, drop top, smoking, no cooking, the hot box.
Cooking,
no, your bitch, yes. Cooking up from the crock pot pot. We came from nothing to something.
Hey.
I don't trust nobody to grip the trigger. Nobody call up the gang and they come in the gang. Find me a river, keep me with the shirt.
All set.
Coochie down to the top like I'm Biggie Popper.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. Yeah, you hear those sounds. That's DJ Iman Tucker, man, doing his thing in the mix. And we want to welcome him to the program. We want to welcome the official DJ for the WNBA's Indiana Fever, the one and the only Iman Tucker. Iman, welcome to the program, my man.
Hello, hello. Thank you for having me.
Oh, man, you're welcome, man. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. So you are the DJ currently for the WNBA's Indiana Fever. So what's your position like being the DJ for the Fever?
Yeah, thank you for asking. That's a great question. I think, above all, it's just something I'm really humbled and grateful to be a part of. Women's basketball has always been a big part of my family. It's just something we've always appreciated from a brand's perspective. And now to know that we get to influence some of the energy and the culture of the game, it really means a lot to us.
Absolutely, yeah. No, basketball in the state of Indiana go hand in hand. We're going to talk more about that relationship a little bit later. I want you to continue to expound on your position with the Fever. What is a typical game day or a game night like when you prepare to do your set for the Fever?
Yeah, for sure. So the way a typical game works is I am in charge of pretty much all the sounds leading up to the pregame, leading up to the tip-off. And so what a typical setup looks like is we go onto the arena, we get checked in by security, make sure everything's taken care of, everything is safe and ready to go. And I would say probably a couple hours before then, I kind of do a little homework on who they're playing that evening and what are songs that are very popular in that region, and do the opposite of that, right? Because the last thing you want to do is have the New York Liberty in town, and then perhaps I'm playing Jay-Z and Alicia Keys' Empire State of Mind representing New York.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah, I want to just continue. I know dance teams are a part of not just college teams, really professional sports teams, and the WNBA is no exception to the rule. Do you have any type of reaction, or do you have any type of conversations with the Fever dance team in terms of what songs are going to be played for that typical for that game?
Yeah, so the good news is with the Fever and with Indiana, we have a lot of help from the front of house. So I know some arenas, the DJ controls all the sounds, including the ad-libs if a player makes a certain shot or does a certain move. But we get help from the front of house. And so there will be times where the team comes out and I run certain records that I try to keep high energy. But for the most part, they kind of have already their style predetermined. So they make it easy for us to really focus on our mix when it comes time for us to shine.
All right, you mentioned about certain teams when they come into town, you want to have the music that's right to match the setting or the city of the team that they play for. I want to ask you about the music scene in Indiana or Indianapolis where the Fever play. What's the music like, or what's the music scene like there? Is it primarily West Coast, East Coast, or a little bit of the South, or is it a combination of everything?
Yeah, I would say it's a combination of everything. I would say that that's kind of my DJ style, too. Indianapolis was known back in the day for a lot of we produced really great drummers, so we had a lot of awesome funk and soul drummers that come through the city and come through Indianapolis. And so some of that stuff may not particularly be relevant for the sports scene today, but those are the type of things that I like to pay homage to and perhaps throw some element or some spirit into that, into my mixes. So perhaps I'm playing a record that's from the East Coast that came out 5 years ago, but we're throwing our own little Indianapolis touch to it. You know, DJs have different styles and different sounds, and so I try to make sure that I keep that, hold that accountable and allow that to show through the shows.
I want to move along now to, I mentioned earlier about the state of Indiana in basketball always having a winning combination, and this goes into the next question. In your opinion, what makes Fever fans different from other fans in the WNBA?
Yeah, so I've had the privilege of performing kind of all over the country, and in performing, you do a lot of life while you're there. And there's definitely something special about Indiana, the homegrown feel, the small town vibes, but with a lot of culture that it really does something special for the game of basketball. And one thing I've noticed about Fever fans is these are long-time tenured fans. These aren't just people that started picking it up because their favorite player came into town. No, these are people that date even probably before the Catchings era. They just love basketball. They love the game, any league, any division, any level. And to see that now spill over into the WNBA, it's always amazing to see these diehard fans show up every single night.
Awesome. You know, I want to talk now about some of the Fever draft picks in this year's draft. One of the picks that I'm really excited about seeing is Destiny Henderson. Man, she's got a lot of style to her. She's a rookie out of South Carolina. What do you expect out of her this year?
Just to kind of see her, you mentioned style, right? And so, one, she naturally just has a fashionable sense. I believe she has her own clothing brand, too. She has a natural style. But I think what I love about her game is that style, or that component of style, shows up as she's playing, too. And she's just got like a dog mentality to her. It doesn't matter the fact that typically she'll be the smallest player on any WNBA-sized court. It seems like she's always playing with the most hustle, the most heart, and she's really being bold and courageous. So to see a rookie step up already this early into the season and do the things that she's been doing, I think Fever fans should be really excited and really encouraged for what's to come.
All right, I want to talk now about another rookie that has a lot of style to her. Matter of fact, you mentioned about New York, and when the Liberty comes into town, you always have some music set ready for that team. But Emily Inksler, Emily is a native of New York City, and she was drafted in the first round by the Fever as well. Have you had an opportunity to meet Emily?
Louisville Cardinal. Louisville's a special place. At one point in my life, those were my favorite universities to do. So I've kind of known of her journey to the WNBA for quite some time now. Have I personally met her? No. But one thing I do love about her is she plays with a lot of toughness, with a ton of toughness. And so to think that this is a first-year player that's going out there and being tough, that I think fans should be super encouraged.
All right, another rookie that I want to mention, and that's Nalissa Smith. I know Nalissa had a great college career at Baylor.
One of the first things I noticed about her is, one, her size. She's got great size, and she is also much like Emily, just a tough competitor. And I keep saying the word tough, but when I see all these rookies, I think about what it's like to be that young in a league that has so many long-tenured players. It's really awesome, and she has just the ability to turn it on at any moment. So as I've been watching her play throughout the game, it's been super fun. And actually, one of the songs I saw her react to was we had dropped in a NBA Youngboy Nevada, and her and Destiny both seemed to really like that record. So that was a small win from a DJ's perspective.
All right. You mentioned about Danielle Robinson, and she's been with the Fever for quite a while now, but also some other players that have been a member of Indiana for a while. That's Tiffany Mitchell and Kelsey Mitchell.
So Tiffany Mitchell, let me think of a great way to describe her game. She can ball, like, and much like any WNBA player. I do love just what they bring, and even the sense of, like, the veteranness that they bring. And it was really cool to see Kelsey Mitchell play because she really stepped up and was playing like an all-star. It was a close game throughout the entire experience. But one of the things I did learn is Kelsey likes to joke around. Her and Tiffany went up for the same rebound, and then unfortunately, you know how when a player goes up for the same rebound, one may lose it or step out of bounds, and the other team gets the ball. That moment happened, and it was kind of flexed at Tiffany with the ball just as a way to joke around and have fun.
Now I want to talk now about the state of Indiana in basketball. Indiana and the sport of basketball have been such a winning combination for such a long time. I want to ask you, what makes Indiana, in your opinion, such a special state when it comes to the sport of basketball?
Well, I think one of the things is almost every single driveway you'll go past, this doesn't matter if you're in the suburbs or you're in a rural area, you will always see a basketball rim. And so even those that don't hoop know how to hoop, or they understand the game, or they have somebody close to them to play. And so you see that carry over, one, into our youth sports. You know, we got Grand Park up here, which is pretty much one of the biggest amateur basketball arenas around. And then you think about what it's like during Hoosier hysteria, you know, the March time for high school basketball. You're talking tens of thousands of people packing out every single arena across the state for weeks spans at a time. And then you just think about the fact that the NCAA, the headquarters is here. We move a lot of big tournament games in here. You think about the Final Four back in 2014 being here in Indianapolis. Just things like that. We just have every single level of basketball here, and that's just who we are. You think about what Larry Bird has done, what people like Reggie Miller has done for the city, and even the folks over at IU. You know, you think about Bobby Knight. You think about Bobby Slick Leonard. Like, basketball has just a rich history here. It's not like we just got a pro team recently. Like, we've been doing this for a long time, and you can tell that it certainly paid its dividends in the reputation side of being known as a basketball state.
I want to stay with the state of Indiana for a moment. You mentioned about the pride that Indiana has in basketball, and you mentioned some of those great names like Larry Bird and Reggie Miller and Bobby Slick Leonard. And I want to ask you about the term a field house. I know that in the Midwest, in Kansas and Illinois and Missouri and places like that, they have what are called field houses, and Indiana has field houses. Can you explain to the listeners what the origin of a field house is and what that has to do with the sport of basketball?
Yeah, so actually I think that you could probably explain it better than me, but from my perspective, the way I think of a field house is I think of a farm, and I think of windows, and I think of open spaces that allow plants and things to grow, much like a greenhouse. And so to think that Indiana has taken those, even within Lucas Oil Stadium, we kind of have that outdoor feel in an indoor space. You look at Hinkle, the sun beams right through it. You look at Gainbridge Fieldhouse, the way it's built on the outside. You look at Lucas Oil, it's the indoor-outdoor situation there. It's just super unique to the state and to the area, I would say. You know, those are some things that, you don't really see that in New York. You don't really see that out in L.A. like you do here in Indianapolis and Indiana and in the Midwest specifically.
All right, awesome. Thanks for explaining that. And I just want to stay again with the sport of basketball in Indianapolis. You mentioned Reggie Miller and the team that he played many seasons for, the Indiana Pacers. And we know not just the sport of basketball, but the NBA reigns supreme in Indianapolis with the Pacers. Now I know Indianapolis has the Colts. It's become really an NFL town. Peyton Manning putting it on the map. But what's the WNBA's popularity like in Indianapolis?
You know, we just had a recent roster overhaul. So if you look back in the Tamika Catchings era, back when they won a championship in 2012, you just had a packed house all the time. And so to be completely transparent, we've struggled with that a little bit lately in Indiana with the WNBA. But that's why it's so important to make sure that we're bringing in the right players that fit the culture and that love the community and want to be involved. And that's why it matters to bring in good entertainment, MCs that are on the radio, MCs that are in the community, and even DJs as well, just people that really embody the city of Indianapolis and the state of Indiana and make it fun for people to show up. And I think one of our biggest priorities right now is how can we add culture to this experience, and how can we be that bridge between players and fans. And so we're brainstorming on that, and we're working hard on that. But we already know that the city loves basketball. We already know that we're the amateur sports capital of the world. So we do know that there's so much opportunity here. So to even know that we're in a conversation as a city to get the WNBA team to try to do that with, we take that with complete honor, pride, and with responsibility. So we're pumped.
Awesome. And you know, I want to just kind of get back to the DJ side of things and what you currently do with the Indiana Fever. Who are some of your favorite artists that you enjoy listening to?
Yeah, so I do have a gospel and a Christian background in terms of my music, so I have to shout out my guys Aaron Cole, my guys KB. But then you just think about all the dope MCs and even the pop singers that are out today, so people that come to mind for me. Personally, Lil Wayne was one of my favorites growing up. You look at guys like Jack Harlow. He's from Louisville, so he feels pretty local to me and to us here in Indianapolis. What he's doing is crazy. You know, that Kendrick Lamar. Yeah, I try to be pretty diverse with my stuff. I'll play stuff from the 70s. I'll play stuff from the 80s, and I'll blend it perhaps with something from the 2020s or 2010s because my goal is to connect the youngest kid in there with perhaps one of the older fans in there, and try to do that in a way that they can only hear it here at a Fever game, so that they have an additional benefit or added value in the coming into these games.
Awesome, and you heard it from him. He's Iman Tucker, the official DJ for the WNBA's Indiana Fever. Iman, thank you so much again for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us. Tell everybody where they can find you on social media, and if you have any websites, let the listeners know that as well.
For sure. So you can find me everywhere at Iman, I-M-A-N, underscore Tucker, or you can just type in Believe Brand Entertainment anywhere, and it should be the first thing that pops up. And thank you so much for having me. It's been an absolute pleasure to be here.
You're welcome, and that's Iman Tucker, the DJ for the WNBA's Indiana Fever. Thanks again, my man. If ever you want to come back on, just feel free to let us know.
Absolutely.
You're welcome. Be back with more right after this.
Raindrop, drop top, drop top, smoking, no cooking, the hot pot.
Cooking,
on your bitch, yeah. Cooking up from the crock pot, pot. We came from nothing to something.
Hey,
I don't trust nobody, grip the trip, nobody. Call up the gang and they come and be gang. Buy me a river, keep it with the shirt.
Bang.
All set. Coochie down to the top, like I'm Biggie Popper.
All my sons like Phoenix. My city and state never ever seen this. Jimmy Neutron, I'm a young boy genius.
What's poppin'? Brand new whip, just hopped in. I got options. I can pass that just like Stockton. Just
joshin'. Download the BetMGM Sports app and place a $10 moneyline wager on any NBA playoff game to win $200 in free bets if either team hits a three-pointer. Use code EASY200. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700. In partnership with Sam's Town, Shreveport Casino.
Federal law requires virtually all men between the ages of 18 and 25 to register with the Selective Service. Fulfill your civic duty by registering today at sss.gov. Federal law requires virtually all men between the ages of 18 and 25 to register with the Selective Service. Fulfill your civic duty by registering today at sss.gov.
Selective Services' responsibility is raising registration awareness so men 18 to 25 are eligible for federal benefits. We're mission-focused and essential to our national security. Learn more at sss.gov.
Selective Service registration is required for virtually all men between the ages of 18 and 25, ensuring equity and availability in the event of a draft. To see how registration applies to you, visit us at sss.gov.
Selective Services' responsibility is raising registration awareness so men 18 to 25 are eligible for federal benefits. We're mission-focused and essential to our national security. Learn more at sss.gov.
Federal law requires virtually all men between the ages of 18 and 25 to register with the Selective Service. Fulfill your civic duty by registering today at sss.gov. Federal law requires virtually all men between the ages of 18 and 25 to register with the Selective Service. Fulfill your civic duty by registering today at sss.gov. Selective Service registration is required for virtually all men between the ages of 18 and 25, ensuring equity and availability in the event of a draft. To see how registration applies to you, visit us at sss.gov. Federal law requires virtually all men between the ages of 18 and 25 to register with the Selective Service. Fulfill your civic duty by registering today at sss.gov.
Selective Service's responsibility is raising registration awareness so men 18 to 25 are eligible for federal benefits. We're mission-focused and essential to our national security. Learn more at sss.gov. Selective Services' responsibility is raising registration awareness so men 18 to 25 are eligible for federal benefits. We're mission-focused and essential to our national security. Learn more at sss.gov. Selective Services' responsibility is raising registration awareness so men 18 to 25 are eligible for federal benefits. We're mission-focused and essential to our national security. Learn more at sss.gov.
Federal law requires virtually all men between the ages of 18 and 25 to register with the Selective Service. Fulfill your civic duty by registering today at sss.gov.
Snack time? Here we go. Blue Diamond's habanero barbecue flavored almonds. So tangy and zesty and oh, but there's also Blue Diamond's wasabi and soy sauce almonds, bringing that flavor with a kick. Okay, I'm having both. Blue Diamond almonds, super flavor all on a superfood.
If you are serious about selling your vehicle, I don't mean a looky-loo. If you are serious about selling your vehicle and you want top cash and you want one call or one website where you're going to get top cash because you don't want to have to look around and compare, go to the best first. Call 87 Car Bingo or just go to carbingo.com. You'll get a real offer in 2 minutes that you'll want to accept. They'll even come pick it up from you. 87 Car Bingo, carbingo.com. If you are serious about selling your vehicle, I don't mean a looky-loo. If you are serious about selling your vehicle and you want top cash and you want one call or one website where you're going to get top cash because you don't want to have to look around and compare, go to the best first. Call 87 Car Bingo or just go to carbingo.com. You'll get a real offer in 2 minutes that you'll want to accept. They'll even come pick it up from you. 87 Car Bingo, carbingo.com. Hey, folks, it's Michael Berry. And if you're looking for a new Chevy truck, the first place you want to go is Classic Chevy Sugarland and the new Classic Chevy Highway 6 at Beechnut. 281-491-9000. That's Classic Chevy Sugarland and the new Classic Chevy Highway 6 at Beechnut. Go see Jeff Sebastian, Tiffany Sebastian, and their whole team. 281-491-9000.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. Once again, a big special thank you to Iman Tucker, DJ for the WNBA's Indiana Fever, giving us the 4411 on his duties with the Indiana Fever, as well as the WNBA's popularity in Indianapolis and so much more. All right, before we get on out of here, here's the schedule for this week's upcoming games in the WNBA. Starting off on Tuesday, May the 17th, we have the Connecticut Sun going up against the New York Liberty. Tip-off is at 6 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Eastern. Then we have the Atlanta Dream going up against the Indiana Fever. Tip-off is at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central time. Then we have the Washington Mystics going up against the Dallas Wings. Tip-off is at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central time. Then we have the Phoenix Mercury going up against the Las Vegas Aces. Tip-off is at 9 p.m. Central, also 8 p.m. Pacific time. 7 p.m. Pacific time. I'm sorry about that. Again, 9 p.m. Central time, 7 p.m. Pacific time. And then we have the Minnesota Lynx going up against the Los Angeles Sparks. Tip-off is at 9:30 p.m. Central, 7:30 p.m. Pacific time. And then on Wednesday, May 18th, we have the Chicago Sky going up against the Seattle Storm. Tip-off will be at 9 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Pacific time. Again, that's 9 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Pacific time. And then on Thursday, May the 19th, we have the Minnesota Lynx going up against the Las Vegas Aces. Tip-off is at 9 p.m. Central time, 7 p.m. Pacific time. And then we have the Dallas Wings going up against the Phoenix Mercury. Tip-off is at 9 p.m. Central time, 7 p.m. Pacific time. Friday, May 20th, we have the Indiana Fever going up against the Connecticut Sun. Tip-off is at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central time. The Washington Mystics squaring off against the Atlanta Dream. Tip-off is at 7:30 p.m. Eastern, 6:30 p.m. Central time. And then also we have the Los Angeles Sparks going up against the Seattle Storm. Tip-off is at 9 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Pacific time. Saturday, May the 21st, we're going to have a good one between the Phoenix Mercury going up against the Las Vegas Aces. Again, a rematch of a great playoff matchup that was last year. Actually, a great playoff matchup in the Western Conference Finals. Man, Diana Taurasi went off in this series last year, and the rematch again will be Saturday, May the 21st, between the Phoenix Mercury and the Las Vegas Aces. Tip-off is at 2 p.m. Central, 12 p.m. Pacific time. Then we have the Minnesota Lynx squaring off against the Dallas Wings. Tip-off is at 7 p.m. Tip-off is at 7 p.m. Central time, 8 p.m. Eastern time. And then on Sunday, May the 22nd, we have the Connecticut Sun going up against the Indiana Fever. Tip-off is at 2 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Central time. And then the Chicago Sky going up against the Washington Mystics. Tip-off is at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central time. And then on Monday, May the 23rd, we have a good one between the Los Angeles Sparks and the Las Vegas Aces. Tip-off is at 9 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Pacific time. So there you go. Those are the upcoming games for the week ahead in the WNBA. Well, once again, a big special thank you to Iman Tucker, DJ for the WNBA's Indiana Fever, giving us great insights on what he does as the DJ for the Fever, including the WNBA's popularity in Indianapolis, giving up a heads up on that, including the sport of basketball in the state of Indiana and so much more. And thank you to you, the listeners out there. And I'm Ed Robinson, and we'll talk to you again next week for another exciting edition of Striving for It All. So long, everyone.
Hey, folks, it's Michael Berry, and if you're looking for a new Chevy truck, the first place you want to go is Classic Chevy Sugarland and the new Classic Chevy Highway 6 at Beechnut. 281-491-9000. That's Classic Chevy Sugarland and the new Classic Chevy Highway 6 at Beechnut. Go see Jeff Sebastian, Tiffany Sebastian, and their whole team. 281-491-9000. Hey, folks, it's Michael Berry, and if you're looking for a new Chevy truck, the first place you want to go is Classic Chevy Sugarland and the new Classic Chevy Highway 6 at Beechnut. 281-491-9000. That's Classic Chevy Sugarland and the new Classic Chevy Highway 6 at Beechnut. Go see Jeff Sebastian, Tiffany Sebastian, and their whole team. 281-491-9000. Hey, folks, it's Michael Berry, and if you're looking for a new Chevy truck, the first place you want to go is Classic Chevy Sugarland and the new Classic Chevy Highway 6 at Beechnut. 281-491-9000. That's Classic Chevy Sugarland and the new Classic Chevy Highway 6 at Beechnut. Go see Jeff Sebastian, Tiffany Sebastian, and their whole team. 281-491-9000.
BetMGM is pitching baseball fans a chance to swing for the fences. Register using code EASY200 and win $200 in free bets when you place a $10 moneyline wager on any Major League Baseball game and either team hits a home run, regardless of your bet's outcome. Enjoy baseball like never before with BetMGM's daily promotions at your fingertips all season long. Sign up today with the King of Sportsbooks. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in partnership with Sam's Town Shreveport Casino.